Today's readings give us three messages in this fourth week of Lent. Live our baptismal vows, have strong faith, and have a strong prayer life. Firstly, baptism. St. Paul points out today, you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth. But what is darkness? It is darkness of a fallen humanity, a world dominated by sin by our first parents, that we're all dealing with. Without the transforming grace of Christ, we are alienated from God and cannot accomplish God's will in our lives. But we, as baptized children of God, we put away the old nature. We are freed from original sin and endowed with a participation in the life of Jesus. We no longer are imprisoned by the darkness of the fallen world. We are members of Christ. Baptism introduces us into a world by empowering us to live as children of Christ, to come to resemble Him through the works of goodness, righteousness, and truth, as St. Paul said in the reading. St. Augustine says, like the blind man, the Lord gives light to the blind. We have had our eyes anointed with the eye salve of faith. We are all from Adam's stock, blind from birth. We need Jesus to give us light. We get light through faith in Jesus and through our baptism in the Holy Trinity. So we must live out our baptismal vows, which we will renew on Easter and in the Easter season. And secondly, have strong faith in our Lord, like the blind man. Christ is light of the world. He is the one who fully reveals the mystery of God to us. Our communion with Jesus sheds light on everything, because relationship with Him is the ultimate purpose of our existence. Jesus is our light, and in Him we come to recognize what our lives are all about. No other person, thing, or mere effort of ours can take His place. Now in the gospel, the blind man has no name. The fact that there is no name indicates that we should see ourselves in this story. Jesus asks the blind man after He heals him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He says, "I do believe, Lord," and he worshiped Him. We should have faith like this in Jesus. Lastly, have a strong prayer life. Let us ask ourselves, how can we dedicate more time to personal prayer and worship, especially in this Lenten season? There's no way any of us can reach our full potential as Christians without a strong, deep life of daily personal prayer. True love demands union. True union with God comes only through a good prayer life. Now, a lot of us aren't putting the time in prayer as we should every day. And that's why we have Lent in the church, to refocus our spiritual life. God's love is constantly searching and thirsting and craving for more and more of our love in return. He is not going to fully satisfy our spiritual needs, and we are not going to entirely pleasing to Him unless we make the time and effort to have a strong, deep life of daily personal prayer. God told the prophet Jeremiah something that He intends for all of us to hear and understand and never forget. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." So God did not bring us into the world to abandon us. We know this because in the gospel, He has revealed Himself to us, like He did to the blind man today. Jesus wants us to see, too, through the light of faith because he has plans for each and one of us. God has a plan for our lives that is going to end in eternal glory only if we will cooperate with the graces he wants to give us. But Jesus also said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." And again, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? For many are called, but few are chosen." Again, Jesus says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." The Lord is clear that, contrary to popular belief, it is not quite easy to get to heaven, as we often been led to believe. This points us to three basic truths of the spiritual life. First, we can't be saved without conforming our will to God's will. The only way we can get to heaven, and that is by loving God. And the only way we can demonstrate that we love God is through our obedience to his holy wisdom and will. All of us are called to holiness of life. Holiness, which is the alignment of our wills with the will of God, is not an option, but a command from our Savior. Second, it is impossible for any of us to do God's will without the help of God's grace. Our human nature is weak, having been wounded by original sin. As the gospel says, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Third, God's grace comes to us first through the sacraments, but most often through the life of prayer. Therefore, no one can be saved without prayer. The prayer is the key to salvation. The whole mystery of our human salvation, our relationship with God, depends entirely on how much and how well we are willing to pray and talk with our Lord. The saints became saints because they understood the power of prayer. The saints knew that the power of prayer can change lives and the lives of others, and they proved it with their own lives. The saints knew the power in receiving the Holy Eucharist often, spending time with our Lord in adoration often. They knew the power of the intercession of our Heavenly Mother Mary, the saints, and the important use of sacramentals like the rosary, the brown scapular, blessed salt, and holy water. Let's learn from these spiritual giants that have gone before us to strengthen our personal prayer life by their example. We have the example of countless saints who have gone before us, showing us that live faith is possible in a fallen world. And we have our Blessed Mother, who has appeared many times to remind us of the love of her Son has for us and all sinners, and that we need to pray the rosary daily to keep seeing this. Just like the man born blind, we will see that our Lord is there in good times and bad, leading us deeper and deeper into his love, as long as we have the faith to trust to take the next step. So let's keep praying, keep trusting in Jesus. Let's be like the man born blind who was healed by Jesus and say to him in our prayer, I do believe. Help me, Jesus. Heal me, Jesus. Help me worship you this Lent by deepening my faith, deepening my prayer life, and help me live my baptismal vows. Amen.